apps on the iPad, like, where is the Anchor app? I can't find the Anchor app. I know Wayman just got on here and recorded an episode of the Ways World podcast the other night. So, and I witnessed him doing that in real time. So, my mind playing tricks on me, like, is somebody being petty? Did he delete the app after he made the episode so that I couldn't? And you know, then that self narrative starts coming up with crazy shit. Like, this nigga then just, I was already about to start going down that rabbit hole. And then I said, oh, you know what, Shanice? It appears that the Anchor app is now Spotify podcasts. Okay? So ain't nobody out to get you. Ain't nobody out here being petty. Ain't nobody out here fucking with you, trying to throw you off on purpose. Like, ain't nobody even doing that. I need you to calm down, sis. Calm down. Let me take a deep grounding breath. Cause I really just want to catch y'all up. I was supposed to be making some, I'ma catch y'all up, okay? I was so inspired seeing my husband tap back into his podcast the other day. And not only did he call me Shanny, which, like, only a few people call me that, but I never heard him specifically say that, and, like, it did sound to me. But not only that, but just seeing him back in his bag, honestly, this podcasting shit is really for him. And, like, I love seeing him in that space. And it has been basically like 2 years, a 2 year hiatus, you know, with everything that we've been had going on, with, you know, just things, lifing, you know, dealing with, you know, work and our relationship. And we had a baby, so, you know, like, we've had a lot going on. So I'm gonna take a deep grounding breath, and then I'm just gonna catch up with y'all. I'm really on my break. I'm only supposed to be out on break for 15 minutes, but I sat down at this table and I said, oh, I feel inspired, Ashe. Okay, so let's take that breath. We're gonna breathe in for 4, we're gonna hold it, we're gonna open mouth, exhale for 4. Okay, you can do it with me, or you don't got to, or you can fast forward, whatever aligns with you. I'm gonna take this breath, okay? As much content as I can put out about all this crazy shit that's happened in the past 2 years, I'm just gonna catch y'all up and do a little something. If I'm late back from my break, I'm late back from my break, because I just wanna, you know, talk to y'all. The iPad only on 10%, so I may not even get very far. But let me stop rambling, and we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back, and we're just gonna talk. We just gonna get into it. So what you been up to, Shanny? What's up? I'ma tell y'all, okay? So we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back. Yes, so did y'all take that grounding breath with me? Or no? Grounding, boy. Okay, so let's just jump into it. So y'all know in 2020, the podcast just kind of like took the fuck off. The network started growing. All these niggas was doing shows, and it was a time. And I will admit, I also was working from home in 2020. You know, COVID happened, and so we really just kind of like it was a lot of things going on. I was so proud to see Wayman in his like executive director podcast man bag and like creating content, and like, you know, it was really good to see him in that space, you know. But I also did, can't even lie, I did witness that, you know, he was putting a lot of time and energy into the podcast as far as like editing the videos for YouTube, which the visuals was probably, you know, like over an hour. He's got to like edit that video down and like all sorts of stuff. Shit, I did it myself, and I talked about this. I did it myself for the Shani Show, and I was like, bruh, I can't be doing all this and working, and you know, like I was like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm trying to run a business, like a few businesses. I actually got a 9-to-5 still, you know, like I'm trying to have your babies, and like they're talking about I got PCOS, you know, and it's like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I want and what I like and like who I am as his wife, you know, like it was a lot going on. And for me, I was having a little bit of an existential crisis, okay? Because 2020 is also the year that I went through my enlightening period. Like I started asking questions and like, oh, wait a minute, you know, like hold on a second. Because I don't really know why I am the way I am, or why I behave or speak the way that I speak, or why I get to feeling like X, Y, and Z. I went through all of that in 2020 on top of like internalizing a lot of like trafficking. Clearly sex trafficking is huge. That's not even, you know, that's not even nothing that don't nobody know about, and if you don't know about it, you've just been living under a rock. And I kind of commend you, you know, because ignorance is bliss, you know. Once you come out from hiding behind that rock, that shit might blow your mind like it was blowing mine in 2020. Like I was just getting all these downloads and just receiving all this information and reading a lot and just like understanding that like shit really ain't what it seems. And I knew that, but like I knew that in a new way in 2020, and it was freaking me out. It's 11-11. Oh, shit. It was just freaking me out, and then I, like, went down, like, racism, and just, like, you know, it was a lot of stuff happening, the riots, you know, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Elijah McClain, you know, I'm so sorry, it's just so many names, not that they're any less important, but life, you know, like, and you gotta stay sharp, you know, because we never want to forget these people. But like all of that stuff was going on, the riots was happening, the protests was happening, and it's really a video around the internet of George Floyd's life being taken from him. We don't even have to go down that road. Y'all was with me when I did that episode about it. And, you know, like, y'all, we know. And ain't it crazy that that was basically 3 years ago? I mean, we in 2023 now. I don't know if it's been a full 3 years, but, like, we coming up on it if it hasn't already passed the anniversary of that. But, like, that is so crazy, you know? R.I.P. Kobe Bryant, R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P. Betty White, R.I.P. John Witherspoon, R.I.P. Tina Turner. We lost some great people, and not to mention, and that's just to, like, you know, the Hollywood, we lost some people. R.I.P. Drayshawn Reed, R.I.P. Deja. I'm so sorry, sis. I do not know what Deja's last name is. But we went to high school for a little bit. And Morse. I think that was it. Deja Morse. R.I.P. R.I.P. Brienne. I'm so sorry, sis, because I don't think I know Brienne's last name. But she was an officer. And she lost her life. She's a hero, and I don't think we never went to high school together, but I went to Perry Meridian High School, and I believe Brianne went to like Southport, which was like the rival school. So it's very possible we may have crossed paths, but I do not recall. R.I.P. We lost some good people. We, you know, a lot has happened. But before I start rambling, I'm just going to catch up. So, sis, what you been up to? Well, I had a baby. I am 9 months postpartum this week. Hollow, my daughter's name is Hollow. You know, Wayman and I, we did the work, you know, 2020 was like my spiritual and mental stuff was going on. Actually, I kind of like did all three, spiritual, mental, physical, all in, you know. So from then to now, I actually think Hollow just woke up, so we may have to come back. And like I said, I'm only supposed to be in the first grade, so we'll just kind of see how far we get, and then I'll finish up the episode if I need to on my lunch break, which is in like an hour. So, still working from home. Clearly, still got a 9-to-5. Thank God. And there may be some changes with that coming up. So, you know, in the next episode of the Shani Show, Shani Show podcast, we may be talking about career changes, and we may be talking about that. So we'll see. I'm just trying to let things flow right now. I'm not trying to be in control of anything because I have control issues. And it's probably, honestly, it's probably from my mom. My mom is very controlling as far as like every fucking thing. So, and I grew up in that environment. So that's probably why I am the way I am in my adult life. But we're working on it. Okay, we working on it. We doing the shadow work. We doing the 360 self. We are doing the things. The work is working, clearly, because that portal activated all of a sudden once I got to changing my diet and thinking different, having different conversations and loving on myself and affirming myself and just, you know, like evolving and just understanding, not understanding, understanding, y'all. Started doing yoga, started meditating, and I'm not a pro at this stuff. I still struggle with it, you know, but it has been introduced into my life, and my life has changed since this has been introduced into my life. So I mean that like spiritual work, baby, it is crazy. It is crazy. You know, I grew up Christian. I grew up in the church, you know, like I was going to church to see my friends, you know. It wasn't for me. It wasn't about like talking about God and hearing these stories and, you know, and applying them. I was a kid, you know, some kids be trying to hear that, but I wasn't trying to hear it. I was trying to go hang out with my friends at church and catch up with them, you know, like, so in my adult life, those seeds were planted for me in 2020, and I made some mistakes. I made some big ass mistakes, you know, like I took people for granted. I, you know, like I wasn't clear about, you know, I was, you know, telling half truths, you know, like I was people pleasing real heavy, so much so that it just, you know, that shit broke me. it ultimately broke me down. And I already was having an existential crisis in 2020. I had a mental fucking breakdown. It was intense. And then I got involved in some shit that, like, I wasn't even well. Now that I look back, I'm just like, girl, you wasn't even well. So I wouldn't have even trusted anything that you was saying because your mental health is not good right now. Like, you're not in a good space to be really making decisions about, you know, like, you need to be healing now that I know what that looks like and what that feels like and how to do that. But that's what I should have been fucking doing. In a way, I was, you know. But anyway, I was working out. I changed my diet. You've heard all these things, too. So, all of that helped me to see them two lines in February last year. And I'm at the gym. I'm working out with my trainer, and I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I think y'all heard this story before, so I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I don't be you feeling like I'm gonna throw up? And my trainer's like, am I pushing you too hard this week? And I'm like, no, like, we doing stuff that we normally do. I don't know what is going on, but I haven't been feeling myself lately. I've been real tired, my energy real low. And he's like, what you think is going on? I'm like, honestly, it's giving, I'm pregnant. But you know, I got PCOS, and like, that's why I'm to change my diet, and that's why I'm in the gym with you working out, you know. I'm trying to like overcome that so that I can conceive. And I don't know what's going on. And I was like, yeah, but today something is telling me that I might need to go ahead and take that pregnancy test, because I was scared to, because I thought I was going to be negative. Man, tired of wanting things. And you know, I've been wanting a baby for a long time. That doesn't mean I was ready for a baby though. So let me also say that some of us be wanting babies and we're not ready, and I understand that, because my daughter is here now. But had she been here in 2020, oh Lord, I had a mental breakdown. What would I have done? I wouldn't have been able to throw postpartum into that, because I definitely went through postpartum. It's real. It's very real. But the work that I was doing prepared me, you know, and I started healing. And I'm not fully healed. I'm still working on that shit. Especially, I got a, you know, it's a whole new type of healing. Now that I had a baby, my body is different. Everything is different. I emerged from birth a completely different person. And I think that happened just because, like, what you go through. You just, you know, like, you've been creating. Your body has literally been growing a person for 9 months. And then you got to push that baby out. And then you get to meet your child, and it's, we'll get into that. I might have to do a whole other episode about that, but, oh Lord, so, the healing works, and it's very important, because, you know, I went through a point in time where I was, like, observing my husband, and just, like, I watch things. I don't always speak on the things that I see, but I peep. And that's part of something that I struggle with. It's like, I see the shit, but I don't say the shit. I don't say what I need to say about it. I'll just let it slide. And then this is how it works. You do that for so long, it is very possible that you could start like having negative feelings, like, this nigga, and he is always X, Y, and Z, and he never, and you just be, you bitter. And not just men, you know, like, I'm sure there's women that go through that too, with like another woman. It's not just like, this isn't just for like heterosexual relationships. I'm sure humans just go through that, being in relationships, period. But like, you don't got to, you know, like, speak your peace, mama. Speak your peace, sir. Speak your motherfucking peace. Don't hold that shit in. It's not healthy. The body is literally not even meant to hold stress and trauma. You know, it's not meant to hold that shit. That shit needs to be released, and you need to heal through it. Otherwise, it could literally kill you. And I feel like that's not even like no philosophical shit. Like, that's for real. Motherfuckers be dying from stress, okay? Motherfuckers be so stressed that they could literally die. That is true, okay? So let's just not even try to act like that's not, and that it's deeper, you know, that we need to go any deeper than that. Like, that shit can really be detrimental to your health, for real, and your well-being, your mental health, physical, whatever, you know, like, it could really be detrimental to that. Anyway, before I start rambling again, because I really do, I get back to work, and then I'm gonna come back and do the next segment on my lunch break. But the work, baby. And so I still got a ways to go. It's a lifelong journey, you know, like, I've already, you know, the person that I was in the beginning, like the first few weeks of being a mom, is not who I am now. I went through postpartum for real, and like, I had to, it's just a lot of things I had to overcome. And I didn't think that there would be that much things to overcome, you know, once you gave birth. thought that giving birth was the big thing you had to overcome, you know, like, because you have to expel the baby from your body. And there's only one way that baby's coming out. So, like, I thought that was the hard part. And, I mean, essentially, it was, but not, I mean, them contractions, boy. Those fucking contractions, bro, make me want to, like, punch through a wall. Every time a contraction would come, and I was, like, actually in active labor. I was literally like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel like something's about to fall out of me, which, I mean, it's a baby, you know, but like, your body is preparing for that baby to come out, so she get lower and lower and lower, and bro, I felt that shit. I mean, everybody is different, but like, man, I literally felt my daughter getting lower. Like, I'd be like, God. And a lot of her activity was at night too, so I really wasn't getting no sleep. I was basically in labor for like 2 weeks. Like, I was in early labor for like a week, and then the following week was like the real shit. The real shit happened. I was like, oh my God, this is even worse than what it was. My doula like, yeah, maybe you in active labor now. I'm like, oh wow. But yeah, I had a baby, y'all. And all of it, everything. She's everything. She is the calm after the storm, you know, because, I mean, shit really was crazy. It was chaotic, both in, like, the outside world and just in my life. Like, it was just chaos, and it didn't fucking feel good at all. And I was crying, and I was worried, and I was scared. I was so scared that I'm just like, you mean to tell me the police can just run up in my shit and gun me down? And I could be the wrong person? I'm just in here dead now? Because, you know, and then what? I'm dead. What the fuck? I was terrified, man. I wanted to, you know, that activism was real strong. So I wanted to get out and fight. But at the same time, like, I didn't want to lose my life. And now that I have a child, it's like, I'm even more that. But, like, my activism is still pretty strong because there's still some just bullshit happening. They done made rules about our bodies. And, oh, my God. Y'all already know. Y'all know the tea. But, yeah, so I had a baby. And I'll tell y'all a little bit more about being a mom, being a first-time mom. I'll tell y'all a little bit about my birth. And this is going to be an episode of me checking in, catching up with y'all. We're going to talk about some spiritual stuff. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to be talking about She Clay All Day and what's going on there. And we're going to be talking about my photography stuff and what's going on there. And yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, but I got to go check on the baby. Okay, we're going to take another break. I'm going to go check on the baby, go do some work, go pay some bills, whatever they be saying. And then I'll be back and we'll do the next segment. And we are back. You may hear some cooking in the background. That's me making myself some lunch. You may also hear Hollow because she is in the back watching Bluey having her lunch. Well, it's really just a bottle, but like, talked about my journey on social media. You can literally get on my Facebook or like my TikTok and just see, you know, as I progress through my pregnancy, and then boom, I had a baby. And it's not as simple as it sounds, but I'll just give you a little bit. Paula was born on October 15th, 2022, at 12:40 a.m. She was 7 pounds, 15 ounces. She actually has a doctor's appointment this week. check in. She's 9 months now, so she's probably a lot. Last doctor's appointment. I'm sorry, and you'll hear things because I'm making lunch. The last doctor's appointment we went to, I think she was like, I think like 17 pounds. And that was when she was like 6 months, I think. It may have been like 5 or 6, yeah, like 5 or 6 months. So, all in all, I think she's probably like 20 pounds. No, that's what I think. You'll probably hear her. But, yeah, so she's great. She's amazing. She literally is so smart and just so advanced. And she's had teeth. She's had two teeth for a few months now. Her teeth, two bottom teeth came in. And I was like, oh my God, teeth. I didn't expect teeth so soon. She's not walking yet, but she does stand and she does take steps. She's not potty trained yet. She's not saying words yet. She's just saying things like baby talk. But she says it with such vigor and such like gaggle, you know, like, and she like yells, like she, you know, she projects her voice. So she may not be actually saying like mama or dada yet, but like she's very convicted. Was that the word I'm looking for? She's very like adamant about the things that she does say, even though we don't know what she's saying. But she's very like, said what I said. That's her energy. And they're like, okay, girl, speak your peace, mama. You know, like she's just. Look alike, and like me and my siblings, well, they also have the same parents. Me and my siblings all have different dads, but somehow we still all favor, but like we don't look. I thought my husband had a twin sister. Like, I was like, are you guys twins? And he was like, no, we're 2 years apart. And I was like, oh, okay, wow, I thought you guys were twins for a second. Damn, that's how much they look alike. So, knowing that, I was like, damn, my baby. Daughter probably gonna come out looking just like her daddy, you know, like, and she does. She very much looks like him, but she looks like me too. And now that she's older, I can see it. Like, when she was a newborn, I saw, like, I didn't see nothing but him. I'm like, damn it. Damn it. I didn't, like, my body went through all this and grew this baby inside my body. Bonded with this beautiful baby. We even spent some spiritual time together, and she came out looking like her father. Dang. Definitely went through that. But now that she's older and you know, she has come into her features and grown into her face and stuff a little bit more, I'm like, whatever. How old is, like, because everybody was saying, oh girl, damn, she looks like her daddy. Okay, y'all, fuck y'all, because she looks like me too, and I see it. You know, but then I like went through moments of time where I didn't see it, but I see it now. Now that she's older, I'm definitely like, yeah, she looks. I see it, girl. You look like me. I see it. I see it. The faces she be making. The like, she be rolling her eyes. She's 9 months old, and she can roll her eyes. Like, she's sassy when she needs to be, but like. It'd be like, you gotta catch it. And I'd be doing, we'd be making TikToks and stuff. So follow me at the Shane Show on TikTok. We'd be making TikToks together. Well, really, I'd be recording when we're having time outside or whatever. But and yeah, like sometimes we're watching the video back and I'm like, she just rolled her eyes. What sass. So much sass. But I gave birth in my bedroom. Body was made for this, and you know, and it all worked out. I did go through some times in giving birth where I thought like, oh shit, will not be able to do this. I've been in the hospital. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? But my parents, like, kind of projected that shit on me. It made me kind of, like, second guess a little bit. So I think, honestly, I think that's why I went through labor. I was basically in labor for 2 weeks. So I went through, like, my estimated due date, which that's exactly what it is. An estimation was October 4th. My mom, my dad was, like, so adamant that my daughter was going to be born, like, on her due date or that week. But they was just like, oh, maybe you should go to the hospital. And my dad came into town, and I was like, I told you I'm feeling like she ain't going to be here till next week. So, I mean, you came kind of early. I'm telling you, I don't think she's going to be here. But I was having, like, mild contractions, you know, but they were mild. They were super far apart. And, like, so, yeah, it was just early labor. The following week, though, my dad went back. I hear you, Hala. My dad went back to Georgia. So, yeah, I was just... on maternity leave, and I was like, well, shit, if she don't come this week, then I'm gonna go back to work next week, you know, because, fuck, I'm trying to utilize my full maternity leave, you know, but, she was, I'm trying to think, I'm sorry, because I told y'all I'm making lunch, so I'm sorry that I'm making all this noise, but, it was either 12:40 a.m. and that was Saturday, or it was 12:40 a.m. and that was Friday. I don't got a calendar right here by me at the moment, so. But man, I just remember, it's all a blur, honestly, now, because you'd be in and out of consciousness. I just remember hopping out the shower, hopping in the shower, hopping out the shower. I remember my mucus plug came the first week. I think that's why my mom and, like, Wayman, they thought the baby was coming. And I was like, well, nothing else has happened, so I think we're good. But then, like, I had hopped in the shower after having some, man, real intense contractions. And it felt like I was getting ready to shit myself in the shower. And I remember Nene saying, like, you gonna know because you gonna feel like you gotta poop. And really, at that point, that's how we know that, you know, once you get to that point, your body is going to start kind of like pushing, kind of like you are about to poop, you know, like your body is going to start naturally pushing. And that's what the fuck was happening when I got in the shower. And I was like, what the fuck, I'm about to shit in the shower, oh my goodness, like get out the shower, Shanice. But I couldn't, because I was having contractions, so I couldn't, like, you know. And but then, like, it happened a few more times, and then something bloody came out of me, and I was like, oh, shit. And I think that is what they refer to as the bloody show. And then it was, shit, it was home. From that point, I was literally in active labor. My contractions were coming, my body was pushing. I was going from being in the squat on the floor to, like, resting on my bed because I was tired, and, like, my muscles were tired. Man, I was so exhausted. I remember I kept saying, like, I'm just so tired. Like, why is she not coming out? I kept pushing from floor to bed, floor to bed, floor to bed. And then I remember them saying, Shanice, we can see her head. Like, we can see her. You're doing so great. We can see her. And I'm like, I'm so tired. I just remember them being like, we can see her, you're doing so good. And she's literally right there. And I pushed a few more times, and a baby fell about my coochie and landed in my lap. Actually, no, Wayman caught her. Wayman caught her, like, from out the womb. Because I was, like, basically he was behind me, like we was playing football. He was behind me, and he caught her, and then, like, brought her around to the front so they could, like, like hold her so that I can turn my body around and sit down, because I have this cord coming out of me. So yeah, I just remember at that point in time, I had this ringing in my ears. I couldn't hear anything that nobody was saying. Sorry, you're gonna hear some beeps. There was a very extreme ringing in my ears. Everything went silent but that ringing. I could see everybody's mouth moving, but I could not hear anything that nobody was saying. And I just, like, Hala was here. She was so slimy and, like, you know, but it really wasn't a lot of blood or nothing. It was just, like, slime. Which I think is, like, amniotic, whatever the fuck. It's just, like, time. I couldn't hear nothing, you know. I couldn't hear nothing. I couldn't hear anything. It's honestly like somebody put their hand over my ears. But all I heard was just this really, this ringing. And oh my God, like, I was just looking at her like, oh my God. Like, I counted her fingers, I counted her toes. But I hadn't, like, picked her all the way up yet and put her to my chest or nothing. And then all of a sudden, the sound came back, and I heard my doula say, pick her up, like, put her to your chest. Let's get her up. And I stood up, sat in my bed, and at that point, I literally felt like all of that sleep that I had been deprived of, my shit was about to shut down. Like, I was like, okay, can I go to sleep now? Because I'm so tired. Like, honestly, I could really use a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then I'm gonna go to sleep. I asked women to make me a peanut butter jelly sandwiches, and I said, make me two. Y'all, I fell asleep. I don't even think I got through the first peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I think I fell asleep before that. I was exhausted. But I had a baby, man. And that's really, I mean, that's not all I've been up to, but that's the main thing. My life has changed completely. We have dogs, so I do know the action, the physical action of having to, like, tend to something else, you know, out of love and out of, like, caring for what that means every day, because we've had dogs for basically, like, 3 years now, I think. But now we have dogs and a baby, so mama was overwhelmed, okay? And, like, sometimes, some days I still am, because I still have to show up for my job, I have to show up for my child, I have to show up for my dogs, for my husband, and for myself. And I am fine now, I understand. Now being 9 months into this game, I'm like, oh shit, this is how people pour into everybody but themselves. You know, like, this is how women get in those situations where they've sacrificed so much, you know, like, just because they're, and I understand that now, and then you have a different understanding of your parents. You're gonna get that anyway as you get older, but, like, having a child definitely is like, never forget that moment. And then, you know, like, and then literally life just goes, it's not even fair. No, times just don't really stand still. I mean, it can feel like it does sometimes, but that's how I felt. It felt like time literally was just standing still and just giving me a little, you know, a little slower time. What am I trying to say? It seemed like time just slowed down just a little bit for me, just to be able to have that moment. And, like, I miss that moment, you know, like, I look at Hollow now, her being 9 months, and I'm like, wow, I've been present, you know, this whole time, but, like, I'm really just, like, it really doesn't seem like 9 months has gone by. It seems like that was just yesterday. Time has sped back up, or it's going at a faster speed now that she's here, and I'm aware of that, and it's like, sometimes that makes me sad, because before we know it, she'll be one, shit, then she'll be three, then she'll be five, then she'll be in school, and then I watched this video of a family. It was like a wife, a dad, and their son, and they took a picture every year from when their son was first born to when he was 18. And it's only like 18 pictures, obviously, but you literally see this family, you see the mom and the dad age, you see the child go from a baby to being an 18-year-old, and it's like that fast. The video is like 30 seconds, that's what it feels like in reality. That's literally what it feels like is happening. I'm trying to remain grateful but also stay in present, because I got a thing for going over the past and going over the past again and going over the past again. I'm just like, I should have done this. I got a thing, and I'm working on that too. Staying the fuck about the past, But not everything in the past is bad, but I just, it's just so hard. Look at all her videos and pictures of her being a newborn, and I'm just like, them first few weeks, I remember saying, man, I gotta, this is tough. She would cry, and we're going through the checklist of things, and it's like, she's not self-sufficient now, but she's literally back there watching Bluey, and she's got her bottle, and she's got her little rattle thing, and she is living her best life back there. She's in her own little space, she's living her best life. She wasn't like that at 1 day old, 2 day old, 1 week old, shit, 3 months old, she wasn't like that. But yeah, that's pretty much my whole spiel. Being a mom is great, every day is different. This is me and my husband's first child, so we're learning, and we're breaking generational curses all the while. Our communication is different, we're evolving from the college kids that we were, and the things that we've been doing. We have evolved into adults, and then we got married, and now we have a child, and so it's just like, wow, it's honestly something that is damn near indescribable, so I hope I did it justice, but I love y'all, and I thank you so much for listening. I will come back on. Let's just have a quick break. I'll come back and do one more segment and just kind of wrap this up, talk about some of the things to look forward to for She Play All Day. I told y'all that I'm now a birth worker. I'm still doing photography, so I'm going to come back and we'll wrap it all up and just do the outro. Sorry, my mood is, I'm so reminiscent, and that shit just humbles me every single time and just brings me back to that moment. And it was just so special of a thing, and I love that for me, I'm sure if you talk to some other moms out there, they may have very similar experiences. But I'm about to get into this food I just made. We're going to take a break. Pay some bills, like they be saying. And I'll be back with the outro. as hell. Even the fact that he called me a shammy on his show the other day is like there's really like 2-3 people that call me that. Yes, my photography name is Shannon the Shooter, but we're actually getting ready to change that. Like, Shannon the Shooter is just like my photographer persona. You know, like, it's just the name that has been aligned with her. Because in college, I had 2 friends that whenever they saw me, they'd be like, "Hey, Shannon." And I was like, you know what, actually, nobody's ever, like, called me a short, you know, like, nobody's ever gave me a nickname. You know, like, I know that there are Shanices that go by Niecy, but, like, no, I don't really care for Niecy. Honestly, like, that just don't align with me. I don't feel like I'm a Niecy, you know, but, like, when they called me Shanny, I felt I came alive. Like, okay, yeah, that's me. So Shanny the Shooter was born, you know, and that's just my persona. My photography business has never had a name. I just say Shanny the Shooter, you know, like Shanny the Shooter what? Photography, Shanny the Shooter photos. And like I started like asking those questions and I was like, I don't like how that sounds. Because I was just gonna say Shanny the Shooter photography. But I don't like how that shit sounds. So, I've been brainstorming, you know, some new names. And I got something, you know, coming up. There's about to be a really big change. Other than the fact that I just had a baby. There's about to be a really big change in my life. And I'm not, like I said earlier in the show. I'm not going to speak on it just yet. I'm just going to let things flow, you know. And like, so, the next Shanny Show podcast will probably be about career changes. And just, you know. Spiritually, you know, where you should probably be, and you know, like how you should be, how I looked at things, or I don't even know if I'm rambling, but that's the next episode will probably be about that and about like taking that leap of faith or you know, staying the course. Because I've been doing photography and trying to like get my foot in the door for photography for quite some time, and I've had chances here and there. But nothing that I could really, like, commit to and then capitalize on because of, like, things like my work schedule. Because I was working in retail for so long, which affected things. And then I got married, so I was planning a wedding. And, you know, like, there's a lot of things that, like, interfered with me being able to, like, tap all the way into, like, some of the opportunities that I have been awarded. As far as, like, quote-unquote, getting my foot in the door. I've had foot-in-the-door opportunities. I just couldn't really capitalize on them and, like, you know, be completely present because of the other things that I had going on at the time. So, I'm more in that space now. But now, you know, but I still have a 9-to-5, you know, and my 9-to-5 takes up majority of my time and my energy. And, you know, like, so there may be some changes coming in the future. We welcome them. We welcome change. You know, change is great. Change is good, you know. Keeps you on your toes. Keeps you fresh. You know, you learn new things. Some you might, you know, like, anyway. So that'll be the next episode. Sorry. I didn't mean to ramble on for like 3 minutes about that. This is the outro, you know, so I'm just going to wrap up the episode and, you know, just tell y'all to stay tuned because clearly I've been feeling a shift, you know, I really have. I've been feeling like things were changing, and this is before, like, I got the news at my job that I got, and this is before, you know, my fucking supervisor just got fired the other day, like, random, you know. I've been feeling like there was some shit that was coming. Not even necessarily shit negative. Like, just I felt like shit was gonna be changing and being a little different. And me was gonna be caught off guard by some stuff. Because you can't, you know, like, you can't really get prepared for something you don't know that's coming, you know. So, I've been feeling just weird, you know. Like, and then, yeah, I got this news at my job about 2 weeks ago. 2-3 weeks ago. Then my manager literally got fired the other day. The person that told me said news. I'm like, what? Okay, so she got fired. My husband went on this trip to North Carolina. He got on his plane. He got on a plane for the first time. And this nigga was gone for like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then he didn't get home till Monday night. That's damn near 4 nights. Now, I was vending, and Hollow was with her grandma for the vending portion of that time, but I was really missing him, and started to get irritated, like, come home, and then, he missed his flight, and coming back home, it was just a whole thing, so then I was just like, shit is changing, shit is different, and then, I got offered a creative job, basically, and then I got this tarot reading that was reading, tarot emphasis on reading, because she fucking read me, and I was like, damn, and this was the day after I had already got the creative job was offered to me. So I'm like, and she talked about that in the reading, and I was like, you picking up on my energy for real, because this has already happened. This happened yesterday. She's like, oh shit, okay, so I, and knowing me, I just don't want to fuck it up, and I'm not, so I'm trying to just stay the course, stay focused, and try not to be heavy on the control like I normally am. Alright, so what's the opposite of what I would normally do? That's literally what I have to ask myself sometimes, because that's usually what the best thing to do in the situation is, rather than be how the old me would be. But life is a journey, and you grow and you learn, and things happen, and you gain wisdom over time, and you experience things, and you learn. I think I already said you learn, but it's all a journey, and I'm grateful to be on it. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to have this platform. I love y'all. And so I've already told y'all the direction that I kind of want to take the podcast. I want to give it a more spiritual aspect, and just talking about things that matter, not that we don't, distract ourselves with the tea of these celebrities and these elites and this crazy ass shit that goes on in this world. I get it. We need to distract ourselves, and we have those conversations, but I personally am tired of talking about that shit. I'm tired of talking about relationships and men and women and what's going on and what's, why we can't da 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 da, and our opinions on who done said this and who did that and who's dating who done cheating on who, and what are we bringing to the table, I'm tired of those narratives, and those conversations are so tired. Okay, and I don't want to be part of that no more. I want to be having conversations about deeper shit, about things about our existence, things about, healing, things about, I can't think of everything right now, but that's kind of where I want to go with things, I'm having different conversations with my friends, and we ain't just turning up and shaking ass and, talking about crazy shit and being toxic. We ain't doing those things no more. I'm almost 30 years old. First of all, I don't have the same energy that I had when I was 19 years old. I don't have that same energy no more. And I got a kid now, which I can say, I'm one of those. I can say that shit now. I got a kid now. But no, for real, I still like to, kick back and have a good time, I still smoke weed, I even, take some shots here and there, especially after having a baby and just my day-to-day, on the weekends or something, we may have, a friend or, our neighbors or something, it's y'all wanna come take a shot or something, and we'd be like, yeah, we'll be over, these conversations are tired. I'm tired of talking about that. Life is about more than that. And that's what keeps us doing this shit. It's why no progress is ever really made, because we just keep having the same conversations, just different people, new podcasters, new interviewers, but they all ask the same fucking questions. We all talk about the same shit. and I'm tired, and that shit is tired. Like, let's have new conversations, okay? Let's talk about, you know, financial literacy. Let's talk about, you know, healing the bloodline. Let's talk about lineage. Let's talk about legacy. Let's talk about, you know, like, overcoming obstacles. Let's talk about, you know, like, let's help each other. Let's lift each other up. Let's promote each other's businesses, you know, like, let's, you know, have other Black people on our show, and let's inspire, and let's, like, let's do that rather than continue these conversations about things that don't matter and things that are so fucking 2D or whatever the fuck, you know, material, just things that don't matter, you know, like, let's have some spiritual conversations, you know, let's talk about how to, you know, like, get into farming or, you know, like, agriculture, things like that, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out in the media, and just in case, I don't really know what to believe anymore, you know, I know what I do think could happen, I don't know if it will happen, you know, but, like, let's maybe have these conversations so we know how to prepare for things like that, so we ain't ass out and looking dumb, you know, when some shit go down, because, you know, like, it's just way too much, it's way too much going on, this shit with the submarine, and, like, they really clearly be trying to distract us from, like, what's really going on, and I don't even know if we want the real answers as to what's really going on, but I definitely think that we need to, like, at least maybe prepare for, I just got done reading, well, I'm not actually reading, I'm not finished reading it, but the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right, and one of them is to prepare with the end in mind. And when that chapter starts off, he's basically talking about, imagine your funeral. As morbid as we may think that that may be, he had a good point. You know, like, if you think about at the end of the day, we say that phrase so much, at the end of the day. At the end of the day. You know, like, well, really, at the end of the day, we all gonna die, right? So we think of, I thought about my funeral. And it's something that I've always thought about, honestly. Like, I know what the fuck I want my funeral to be like. I know what I want people to be able to say about me. And so that's how you should live your life. You know, like, if you want people to say X, Y, and Z about the type of person that you were, in, you know, like, type of life that you were, whatever, you want these good things to be said about you, well, then these are this is how we do that. We put that work in, and we do that shit now. We prepare with the end in mind. All right, I know I want motherfuckers to say they could trust me. All right, so I better be a trustworthy motherfucker going forward, okay? Like, that's, like, for real. And, like, it'd be little things like this, like books like Atomic Habits and the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I read The Four Agreements. I'm reading The Alchemist right now. I've been reading, y'all. Yes. But they're really, like, lessons that aren't, like, super mind-blowing. It's just like, damn, you know, like, that does make sense. That makes a lot of sense, because it is really simple, you know, like, don't assume the Four Agreements. Be impeccable with your word, you know, because your word alone can either heal somebody or it could fucking kill somebody, you know, like, it's for real, like, the word, the power of the tongue is very, very, very powerful. I love y'all, and I guess just stay tuned for the next episode. I'll probably get into some of these books I've been reading, to more detail about some of the books that I've been reading, but it's really some messages, it's really some, you know, some shit we could be talking about, you know, rather than rather than having the conversations that we're normally having. And if we change the narrative, if we change that and talk about these conversations about how we can be impeccable with our word, where we struggle with being impeccable with our word, are we assuming shit? Why do we assume shit? Like, if we start having those questions, and we start doing all that healing, that's going to help the conversations that we keep having and we keep having and we keep having. And that's going to close that gap between, you know, like, That's gonna, you know, it's gonna be beneficial in all areas of your life, in relationships with your friends, relationships with your spouse or whoever the fuck you dating, your children, like just it's gonna help all of that shit. And then we don't have to have them tired ass conversations no more. Now we can say, okay, what's next? How do we elevate, you know, again? And that's what the collective, I'll be with it. We be having these conversations and I'd really be thinking like, oh, so if we all could like shift how we think, then maybe we could, it could all be so simple. All right, I'm done. I love y'all. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Shani Show podcast. I appreciate y'all. It has been your girl, Shani. She Clay all day. Shanice, whoever, you know, I go by many names. You know, Mama, because I'm a mom now. y'all be easy and tap into this episode. And we'll catch you in the next one.